You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
If you were supposed to be at work at 8 a.m., you're late. Welcome back to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM The Truth. Me and Bailey are both musically inclined to the highest degree.
Okay.
So we gonna catch everything. We're broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. I'm the legendary Homer Blow along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
And unfortunately, we are talking about the behavior of some of our youth, some of our Toys R Us adults that took it into full metal jacket mode, you know what I'm saying, without, you know, at State Fair on the last day. Like, they just, it was fights everywhere. You couldn't even keep up. When we played that video, and if you could play it again, Xavier, while we're talking, just, you know, play that video. How, if you are doing security, would you really be able to contain this? Because you'll see after someone has pulled off one person, and it'd be four and five of them already on the person, they go in and start fighting another person.
Yeah.
So while you're trying to pull off, you know,
right,
five, six, seven people jumping on one person.
Right.
They go and find other people and start jumping on them.
Yeah.
So yeah. How do you keep up with that? And again, I'm sure that there will be some PWKs that talk about, they jumped my baby out there. Y'all should see him. They threw him to the ground. Well, what I saw going out there, somebody needed to be thrown to the damn ground.
Ooh.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
That's just, you know what? It's just, it's total chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, people laying on the ground that they have beat up, people laying down in blood, all the things. And they're just randomly coming up, beating up people if they're on the ground.
That's where I'm going.
This is crazy.
So,
a few years back, what did they call it? They were wilding out.
Mm-hmm.
Now they just, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know. And
it's called chimping out.
It's called what now?
Chimping out.
Chimping out. Okay.
According to Chud the Builder.
Okay. Yeah, so well, they just are going, beating up people, pants half hanging off their behinds.
But hearing chimping out is a derogatory term to the highest degree.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. That's so true.
But yeah, this is
chimping out, as in monkeys or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just so we're clear, y'all.
Yeah. But like, when you look and see this, it's embarrassing.
It is. And let me see. Who was that that had a comment about this being something that they would use against David Crowley in his run? Someone in our chat, we're talking about that. And I totally believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lauren Taylor, I think. You don't think Tom Tiffany is going to use this in this election against David Crowley? There are repercussions to your actions that probably don't even affect you. That's true.
But people also need to understand that State Fair is not governed by Milwaukee.
Yeah. Isn't it the county or the state?
I'm saying there's counties, but again, Waukesha and all of those places, mm-hmm. they have their county supervisors and all of that kind of
right.
stuff, too.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
But again, when they end up saying literally no black people allowed, then we're going to be mad. We're going to be mad. We're going to, oh, that's racist. See, I told you they was racist. Now, T-Pain talked all that stuff. We need to send him all these damn videos, because when he tried to have it there, mm-hmm. but then had to have it way out at Great Lakes Dragway or something,
yeah.
you know. But he was really adamant about, like, how y'all gonna not? And I wanted to have rides. Bruh.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, this is what happens when they have rides for a whole bigger situation. So if yours is gonna be isolated, no, bruh. It wouldn't have been a good move, in my opinion. It wouldn't have been a good move. Mm-hmm. Because he would have also brought some friends that are in the hip-hop world and would have brought even some of the other younger people out. And it would have been a whole situation. And I'm not mad at State Fair wanting to protect, because they were already going through terrible imaging with the violence and stuff that was happening. They was already having to deal with that. Yeah, oh, they was out here doing this. Oh, they was out here doing that. Oh, they was out here doing this. So we're going to go to the truth call lines.
833-212-1017.
Bailey gets a kick out of this. Millicent, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You've seen the videos. You heard about it. What's your truth?
Good morning. Good morning. Mm-hmm. Okay. My truth is this. We have to stop as black people. I'm not talking about them other people. I'm talking about black people. We have to stop thinking we can help other people. What you saw is a group of people who have no self-pride, no self-respect, no self-restraint, no respect for anyone else. They are just things that are living in our community, and they're hurting our community. And you cannot fix that. Dignity, pride are things that have to be instilled in you as a child. You cannot get that from somebody putting money into an organization and they teaching you how to be prideful. We can't do that. Until the rest of us realize that we have to get rid of these people. It is no saving them. It's no more money. You can't do anything for them. You have to get them from being comfortable in our city. This would not happen in any other city in Wisconsin. And we pay more taxes than any other city in Wisconsin. So why do we have to put up with this? Just because you look like me doesn't mean I need to put up with that. Let's be clear. In Port Washington, the trailer parks don't act like trailer park people. They act appropriately. And we need to do the same thing and demand that. I don't think I'm any less than that white woman in Port Washington. She doesn't have to put up with this. Why do I? And it's not fair. And everybody talks about, well, we got to try to say these are not kids. They are something else. Y'all been wondering what them UFOs been doing? They've been dropping these things off in our community. That's what the UFOs been doing. Because these aren't human.
The UFOs.
These people, they have no respect. They have no dignity. They don't even love their kids. Do y'all understand this? Mm-hmm. People are leaving guns out for their kids to kill themselves. What do you think they care about you? I'm just asking. I know it's hard and I know it sounds sad. It sounds terrible. But y'all need to understand, ain't no saving nobody. Mm-hmm. Y'all can't save these people. You have to eliminate them. And I know they look like us, but they're not like us. I'm like that boy from the darn NFL game. They're not like us. Mm-hmm. They look like us, but they're not like us. And we need to do something about that. We have to. And quit trying to get them some money.
Ooh.
Quit trying to get them a place to stay. Let them go.
Millicent.
Kids that was out there, if their mother gets food stamps or anything else, take her off because she's not controlling her kids.
Millicent. Wait a minute.
Yes?
How we get rid of them? Where they going to go?
Annihilation Island.
That's not, you know what? Not one person in Port Washington going to say where they going to go. That's not your problem, Bailey. You got a re-energy bill to pay. Worry about your re-energy bill. Don't worry about where they going to go. That's not your problem.
Annihilation. Annihilation Island.
That's not your problem. Because they're not worried about what they've done to your family when they kill your
sure
kids.
I just sure want to make sure they don't come over.
We're worried about where they're going to go. Who gives a damn? Who gives a damn?
Send them to Chicago.
They don't care if Washington where they're going to go. So why should I? All you are doing is destroying our community. And the other thing is, some of you grandmothers, it's your grandkids. So you might have to go with them.
Yep. I say it. Thank you, Millicent, for your call.
Put them all out.
You're welcome.
Put them all out.
I say it all the time. I'm telling you, sometimes it's a whole situation.
Y'all, listen.
That's why I say.
We're not going to be able to just put them out. I don't know what's going on. I mean, you know, maybe I don't.
You know what?
I don't think you're just going to be able to put them out like that. I don't know how I don't know how this whole situation is going to work.
Let me tell you how it's going to end up
working. Should we price them out?
No.
You're going to price them out with Annihilation Island ain't realistic. No. Let's be realistic.
Yeah, it can't. If it was realistic, this is what I'm saying. But listen, Bailey, a lot of the points that Millicent was making.
Wait a minute. On our True Talk text line, what is it? LaRon said, Waupun is far. Y'all ain't right.
Listen.
Y'all ain't right. Okay, go ahead, Homer. I'm sorry.
Listen.
I'm sorry.
what I'm saying is we got too much habitual stuff that is going on. It's habitual. And if it is not nipped in the bud, there's some kids that want to get it. There's some teens that want to get it. There's some adults, Toys R Us adults, that want to get it. And I get it. I'm not saying that we don't give them a chance, right? What I am saying is oftentimes, if you really look at the history of some of these people that are doing this, this is not their first, their second, or their third time in the rodeo.
Okay. Fair enough.
So what I'm saying is, how many chances do you keep giving a person? I get it. For those of you, I was given seven chances. Okay. Look, right now, life is too damn short.
Exactly.
And people are getting shot. And people are being killed. People are being traumatized by being carjacked. Just all of the different things that are going on.
Yeah.
And you want a quality of life.
Yeah.
People are frustrated that we got to have speed bumps on major thoroughfares. That used to be side streets only.
Yeah.
Now you go down main thoroughfares and you got to play Frogger. You got to try to go this way, go that way. Yeah, the way you got to try to drive. One car accident, and that's going to be a traffic jam for 12 blocks.
Yep, true.
Because you ain't got nowhere to go.
None.
You stuck. You stuck. And then don't let it be something where somebody end up losing their life. Now you're going to be inside the yellow tape and the red tape because now it's a crime scene.
Yep.
And you stuck sitting in your damn car. We got to take care of some bills.
Listen.
Truth Nation, you're going to learn today. Yeah, listen, we got to take care of some bills and we'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Milwaukee, mark your calendars. Join us for the Truth Family Fest this coming Saturday, August 22nd, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School. It's free and fun for the entire family, featuring great music, community resources, family activities, and back-to-school support to help students get ready for a successful school year. You all right?
I shouldn't have been reading the YouTube comments
while
you were reading that. But I'm sorry. Let's go.
All right. Interested in volunteering? Visit the Truth Family Fest website at truthfamilyfest.com to complete a volunteer form by emailing sierra.brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. That's Sierra.brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. Special thanks to Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, City of Milwaukee, DCWS, and AB Corps Corps, and Ascension.
Throw them bones. Xavier is he's on it this morning.
Yes, he is.
But the comment that brought me inner laughter because I couldn't express it, but you stopped what you was doing to find out what it was.
Yes.
It's Del Mac on our YouTube page. He said, Bailey, I know where they can go. Open the sewer and tell them to jump down there. That was hilarious.
Like
to
Teenage
me.
Mutant Ninja Turtles. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
See how the word comes up? Mutant.
Oh, gosh.
I'm just saying. Blake Gump said, that's why Summerfest have no rides.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's what I said earlier.
Aaron Sims said, we need another crime bill to lock him up for 10-plus years for habitual criminals. And that's where I'm going. I ain't talking about, oh, I made a mistake. Xavier, our producer, what you got?
I have a question. So what do you mean by, like, why do the rides affect the events? Like, you keep saying, like, oh, there's no more rides at Summerfest. Like, why is that?
Well, they feel that these are the things that attract people like this.
If there's nothing on the stages for them, where do you think they're going to go? To the youth, to the rides, to games.
But they've even scaled back on the number of acts, urban or black acts,
yep,
that they've had on the stages. And a lot of times, if they get them, they're either old R&B groups, mm-hmm, or they're like a crossover artist,
yeah,
right?
They had Sada Baby a couple of years ago. Yeah,
yeah.
No, he ain't no soft act.
Mm-mm.
No, Sada,
no,
Baby.
No, I'm not saying that.
Sada Baby.
They might sprinkle
he bring
in.
People out.
No, but they might sprinkle in that, right? Mm-hmm. But for the most part, You got your, you know.
Oh, no. I mean, I get it.
Your,
I get it.
Your crossover.
Oh, I get it. I get
you
it.
You know.
Yeah, we'll get Flo Rida. You know what I mean?
Exactly. You get a Flo Rida, somebody mm-hmm like that. Mm-hmm. You don't get no, you know.
Listen, and I know Flo Rida.
Mm-hmm.
But for the black people.
That ain't
all
it.
We going to get it, that we going to see them sing is, you got them apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur. Are you
that's
going
all
low,
he had.
Low, low.
That's no, all
got,
he had.
No, he got a lot of other hits.
No, that's all he had on the black side.
That's where I'm going.
That's all
that's
he
where
had.
I'm going. That's all we get.
Yeah.
After that,
that's it.
The black people going to walk off.
Yeah, they're going to be like, whatever.
But the white
that was
people,
good.
The white people, they're going to be like, hey, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, Flo. Come on. You know, they're going to be just dancing and all of that on beat.
And that's the truth.
Aaron and Sim said, this is why Charlie Wilson comes to the city five times a year.
That's right. Uncle Charlie is welcome.
Five strokes and all. Be like, no, we still need you, Uncle Charlie. We know you just had five strokes, but we need you. You know? The Isley Brothers got it in at State Fair.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
Great show from everybody that
yeah
I saw
yeah
filming it and then giving their thoughts on it.
State Fair usually does that nostalgia tour thing with, you know, whoever mm-hmm they can get. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, because they ain't trying to fool with your kids.
Right.
They ain't trying to fool with them.
Mm-hmm.
But the ride area for State Fair, I mean, something usually happens every year.
Right. The sewer thing. Laurent Tate came black. With a comment, y'all killing me. He said, well, we know they can't swim, so they jump in the sewer.
Oh, man. Y'all.
Order in the YouTube chat. I'm just he said, well, you know they can't swim. That is, I'm trying. Okay, so.
Get your people, Homer.
Hey, listen, I know. They my people. I get it. There's a lot of other things, unfortunately, that's going on. But, see, we going to lose. I just don't want some of our people to call themselves calling out some of these places that when they decide to go in a different area, you know what I'm saying? Like, nope, we ain't doing this no more. See, they racist. They racist.
Well,
it's not.
You, if you recall when stuff started happening at Mayfair Mall, mm-hmm. they started making a lot of changes, and people didn't like that.
They didn't.
It was a big fuss, mm-hmm. but they had no choice because, you know, these are people's businesses. Mm-hmm. State Fair is an event that everybody likes to go out and enjoy. This ain't just, you know, y'all, for them to go out there and act a fool like that is mm-hmm. just ridiculous.
Yeah, but they do it. And then, like I say, the sad part is, there's a part of our community that see the reckless behavior. They see that they had a gun in the mall. They see that they carjacked somebody in the parking lot. But they will still say they just targeting our kids.
No.
No? They're targeting the criminals.
Yeah.
You out there doing criminal things. Like, listen, Bailey.
And unfortunately, when they do that, they do not discriminate against the rest of us. I mean, it's a whole.
And that's where I'm going.
Yeah, everybody suffers because y'all get out there and act a fool.
Mm-hmm. But that's where I'm going. So it's like, then they'll be like, you know who they doing that for? Oh, what, you want to look at the plethora of videos?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what they doing it for too. Mm-hmm. Like, stop it. We cannot keep trying to stand up for ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I find some of our people doing. So it becomes black people against black people. See, no, they don't need to have no more police out there. No, they don't need to have no more security out there. And what the hell are they supposed to do? What are they supposed to do? This is why I say, give me your solution. What are they supposed to do? And then as soon as you see them have a teenager
uh-huh.
down on the ground, you got somebody filming. Get off of him! If you don't stop acting like you didn't just see him fighting six different people,
mm-hmm.
if you don't stop acting like you didn't see her crashing out on every girl that she ran into,
yeah,
and now they done found her and tackled her,
mm-hmm.
get up off her! That's a girl! You know what?
Because all the girls... what does that matter? Because all the girls come up and they all get to kick in, okay, and doing they pulling hair and all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter.
I'm just saying, baby.
It don't matter.
We ain't seeing no throngs of white people out there fighting each other.
No.
Because somebody gonna end up saying, "Well, it was the white people." Stop. Stop, because even if it was nothing like that.
Not at all.
Security was able to contain it
yep.
and take them to law enforcement. It wasn't no containing, nothing that I saw
exactly
on all these damn video clips.
LaRon said, next year it'll be Darius Rucker and Hootie and the Blowfish. So I'll have a black artist and nobody black in the audience but me and security. I'll be out there with you. I like Hootie.
Yeah.
And you wonder why nobody wants to invest in the city of Milwaukee besides fast food chains and crappy stores. Hmm. There you go.
We got to get ready to take care of some bills. I hate that this had to be the whole thing, but it's crazy, and it needs to be talked about.
Get y'all kids.
And somebody was saying that,
get
you know,
y'all kids.
That we're one of the only shows that will really, like, tackle it to this degree. We have to. We have to. We want to get to some solutions. All of this that my mama was on drugs, so was a lot of people that grew up when I grew up.
Yeah.
My mama was a dancer. She would. So were some women that when I grew up.
There's a whole different mindset of these kids out here.
It's pimps and drug dealers. It was pimps and drug dealers.
Back then.
Yeah, so I'm just saying I'm allergic to ENCs. Truth in the Morning will be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Homer Blow. It's National Sandwich Month. The perfect time to celebrate what Cousin Subs does best, great sandwiches. Since 1972, we've been making subs with fresh baked bread, sliced meats and cheeses, and ingredients prepared fresh when you order. Whether you're craving a classic favorite, something grilled to order, or a deli fresh creation, there's a Cousin Sub made for every taste. Celebrate National Sandwich Month with a sandwich made the way it should be. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Welcome back to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM inside the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. Bailey, not sure if you're aware, but a new Wisconsin poll shows independent voters could be key in the governor's race. A new poll finds Democrat David Crowley, where he has not been in prior weeks, the front runner in the race for governor. So the Milwaukee County executive holds a narrow early lead over Republican Tom Tiffany, Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany, 48% to Tom Tiffany's 44% statewide, according to a Badger Battleground poll. We will continue meeting folks in every corner of the state and talk about how I will lower costs, fund our public schools, and build a brighter future for our kids and grandkids as the next governor of Wisconsin, Crowley said in a statement about the poll. It's the first head-to-head ballot test in the 2026 Wisconsin race for governor. It comes days after a dramatic Democratic primary. Tiffany also responded to the poll results. I'm focusing on lowering taxes, cutting costs, and letting Wisconsin families keep more of their hard-earned money. The two candidates enter the general election with notably different profiles among voters. According to the poll, Tiffany is seen favorably by 38% of voters and unfavorably by 43%. Crowley is viewed favorably by 43% and unfavorable by 26%. But 31% of voters say they don't yet know enough about him to form an opinion. The Badger Battleground poll was commissioned by Platform Communications. Keith Gilks is a Republican strategist and executive chairman of Platform Communications, the firm that commissioned the poll. He said the results show a path forward for Republicans despite the early deficit. Tom Tiffany is starting slightly down, but a four-point deficit in August is hardly insurmountable. Gilt said in a statement about the poll, Crowley's name ID is significantly lower than Tiffany's, leaving more room for Republicans to define him and his record. Wisconsin voters are unhappy with the direction of the state. The question for Republicans will be whether Tiffany can turn that dissatisfaction into a compelling case for change. Democratic strategists and Badger Battleground poll advisor Tanya Bork said voter frustration creates openings for both candidates. Wisconsin voters are not particularly happy, but Bork said in a statement that creates an opening for both candidates. Crowley has the advantage right now, but he will have to convince voters that Democrats deserve another 4 years in the governor's office. Tiffany has an opportunity to make the election about change, but he has to overcome his own negative spurts. Governor Tony Evers endorsed and campaigned for Crowley ahead of the primary. Crowley won the primary after stepping out of the race and re-entering 10 days later. So it goes on to say more. But, yeah, what's your thoughts on that, Bailey?
First of all, since it was done by a Republican pollster,
mm-hmm.
that takes away all credibility for me. Okay. The other thing is, you know, all the other polls were wrong about David Crowley.
Yes, they were.
I mean, had him down at 3%, 7%, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. So, you know what? Polls are whatever. Polls, schmoles. You know, he still needs to continue to work hard and get out there. And as far as his name recognition, I never heard of, what's his name? Tom Tiffany? Mm-hmm. I never, how was David Crowley's name going to be lesser known right. than Tom Tiffany.
Right.
I never heard of that dude. Never, ever, until he got in the race. David Crowley, we know him from Milwaukee County,
mm-hmm.
you know. So how is that? And Milwaukee is the biggest county, biggest mm-hmm. county of them all in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just, all of it just sounds negatory,
right.
negative.
Yeah.
Not even, you know. And to put, yeah, sure, they want to give him a little leeway in their poll so that they can go, oh, see what we overcame if something happens. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all the poll things, I think all the polls bend the way the pollsters want them to bend.
Right.
And that was another point that I heard on another show, you know, just saying, you know, for example, the Marquette polls,
mm-hmm.
they
mm-hmm.
all lean towards your girl, Francesca,
right.
mm-hmm. you know,
mm-hmm.
and that's because there were a lot of young people in that college movement doing her, you know, doing the polls and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they lean that way. So it is what it is. So this way, yeah, they tried to give David Crowley a little lean because they want to come back and say, look at what we overcame.
Right.
You know, so I don't believe anything about their polls. They can keep it pushing.
Yeah. And I feel that way too. And Will D9 on our YouTube page said, don't trust the polls, go vote. That's it.
That's it. That's all.
That's
because
it.
We see what happens when we go vote, right?
Yeah. And we see what happens when they say the polls are saying this.
Right.
But the outcome says something totally different.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, yeah, don't let it discourage you and say, well, you know, man, I may as well not vote for him because the polls are saying he don't stand a chance.
Nah. That's what they said before, too, and look what happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. That's so real tough. Speaking of things that are I'm trying to figure out why all these – people with some of these crimes are getting probation. So remember, Bailey, we talked about the Milwaukee daycare van that was stolen with kids inside.
Oh, yeah.
And the woman got probation.
She sure did. And what was there, like two or three kids inside the van? She gonna steal the van.
Yeah.
Two or three kids inside the van.
Mm-hmm.
You know why she got probation.
Yep. The complexion.
The privilege.
Mm-hmm.
It's the privilege.
She got the complexion for the privilege.
Because had it been a brown skin,
mm-hmm.
brown skin.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Had it been somebody with the brown skin,
you'd
have got at least a good 2-3 years off of that one.
It's just like the one for the 27th Street Viaduct.
Uh-huh.
That woman,
she
got off not guilty.
Not guilty.
On nothing.
Nada.
But that black man, he's up.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to get found guilty on everything.
Everything.
I believe.
Yeah.
The woman charged in connection to the theft of the daycare van with children inside was sentenced to probation. Caitlin Labrizzi pleaded guilty to taking and driving a vehicle without consent. Labrizzi was sentenced to 18 months of probation after a 12-month sentence in the Community Reintegration Center was stayed. So, yeah, you just like the cigarette girl on 32nd and Hampton.
Oh, yeah.
It's
she only had to pay $6,000, right?
Right, right. So there were four young children inside this daycare van.
Uh-huh.
She stole it.
Is that Labrizzi?
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Caitlin Labrizzi. And take and drive vehicle without consent, abduction of a child. Those were the felony counts.
She only got charged with one abduction of a child?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. Just one?
Yeah. In July, Labrizzi pleaded guilty to the vehicle driving charge, and the child abduction charge was dismissed but read in for the purpose of sentencing.
Oh, wow.
A judge then sentenced Labrizzi to 12 months in the Milwaukee County Community Reintegration Center,
uh-huh.
formerly called the House of Correction.
Okay.
And then stayed that sentence and mm-hmm. put her on 18 months of probation. A restitution hearing is scheduled for August 18th.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Whew.
Woo!
Just wow.
Can we save that ruling and like maybe, okay, so you know, you guys talk about Annihilation Island and all that kind of stuff. Maybe what we could do is have a situation where, you know, if it's a ruling like that for a Caucasian person, when the same situation comes up for a black person, we could reserve the right to give just equal the same punishment to the black person. So if it come up and we got it in our back pocket, oh, hold on, Judge. Yep. I think we got this one on file.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, we got
it. In the case of
so-and-so and such, we going to give her, because this is the one over here, we going to give it the same probation.
For the person with the last name Jordan.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah, I'm sorry. We got the same thing. Can we do that? Okay, thank you.
Yeah, can we get the Smith, the same charge?
Exactly.
Smith, you know. Walker, can we get the same, you know, as LaBrizzi,
right,
and all these people with these names, just like the other girl with the cigarette.
Right.
Can we get some that,
yeah,
that's not hiding from the fact that they're black or colored, whatever. Yeah. Ah, Bailey, when will it happen? When will it happen? Will it ever happen?
Well, you know, when the time is right, right? Mm-hmm. That could be our 40 acres and a mule, right?
Yeah. You know, an officer was punched out there at State Fair, too.
What?
With the multiple fights.
They punched an officer?
Mm-hmm.
I hope they caught that person. No?
I don't know.
Because they need to go to jail. Well, they all need to go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish there would be a way that they could just line them all up like they're in prayer meeting.
Yep.
And take them all in.
And also, meanwhile, black inside the inner city. A teenager is among two people hurt in a Milwaukee shooting. The Milwaukee Police Department says the double shooting happened just before 7:30 p.m. Saturday near 42nd Street and Lloyd Street, which is close to Washington Park. Police say the teen who was shot is 13 years old.
Right.
The teen was taken to a hospital for treatment, but is expected to survive. A 33-year-old was also injured and taken to a hospital. That individual is expected to recover as well. Police have not arrested anyone and are investigating what led up to the shooting. Anyone with information is asked to contact Milwaukee Police at 414-935-7360. To remain anonymous, contact Crime Stoppers at 414-224-TIPS or by using the P3 Tips app. We got to take care of some bills. We'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Looking to discover and support local businesses in our community? Then make sure you tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. to Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and yours truly, Bailey Coleman. For what the business is, powered by We Energies. Now, each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is, where they're located, and one valuable lesson that they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday at 8 a.m. only on Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and yours truly, Bailey Coleman. Powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local businesses.
All right, welcome black. Again, Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. You know, besides talking about the 13-year-old and the ones that were shot on 42nd and Lloyd, last night, 91st and Silver Spring. According to the Milwaukee Police Department, a 28-year-old was shot around 10:40 p.m. The circumstances leading up to the shooting are under investigation. Also, on 37th and Flores last night, around 11:50 p.m., a little over an hour after the other shooting, a 37-year-old was shot and treated for those injuries at a local hospital.
Wow.
Well, Milwaukee police are investigating and looking for the person or persons responsible.
I don't know what to tell y'all.
We're going to go black. We've got Millicent, who's joined us again. Great morning again. We love you. We appreciate you, Millicent. What's your truth?
Good morning. I just wanted to say you all were talking about the two white women that didn't get a lot of time.
Right.
But black people have been getting less time. You look at the man that ran the little boy over on Fond du Lac and killed him. He only got 5 years. The man that was racing on Hampton and killed some people, 5 years. They're not giving you a lot of time at all for killing black people. You can kill a black man and be back home for Christmas. So we can't really compare them to what they're doing, because their little things they're doing is less than what we're doing to our own community. We're letting these people out that did what they did to stay there, and we say we love them, they kids. So we can't really say that they're not being fair, because we're not being fair to our community either, because we let them out on our community.
Right.
But that's all I wanted was that they're not giving time to anything that negatively affects black people. And it's because of the ones that are making us look so bad.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. That is true. It's a lot of people, and we've talked about that before, Bailey. Like, a lot of people that we felt like the crime that they committed, they should have got a lot more time. So they're getting five, but these people just ain't getting nothing. I think that's the other part about it. And
because they can't catch them all, because there's too many of them. And that's why they do what they do when they do it. They know that the likelihood of all of them getting caught is pretty low. Maybe one or two, three or four, depending on how many police they have available.
It's crazy. This is, this is America.
This is America. No, this is Milwaukee.
That's crazy.
Straight up.
Yeah, because, you know, we're dealing with Milwaukee.
Yeah.
You know, we know things happen everywhere, and I talk about that. But
yeah,
it's like,
crime happens everywhere, but hey.
Milwaukee,
we zoom in on ours.
Yeah, because, again, we got to be the ones that's still living around this. You get what I'm saying? Like, we're still living around it.
Yeah.
And we got people that we love that are living around it, too. And we don't want to see nothing happen to ourselves.
No. Nope.
And we don't want to see nothing happen to our people. So that is the thing. That's why I say, what is the solutions, you know, for these situations? Like, how do we get out of it? LaRon Taylor said, part of the sentence is, are you likely to reoffend? Welp, that part. GH19 said, many came from out of state. And MKE as well. Let's see. D Love said, "Is the DA and the racist system? It's the DA and the racist system." Yeah, that sounds good, but it won't happen. I guess to what Millicent may have said. Will D9 it said earlier. You also got to think how the parents going to react if that was their child that got beat up. When we're talking about the state fair situation.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Why were they out there? Because, were they a part of the melee?
Because they were out there, in my opinion, and I'm not talking about the chaotic, but when I just talk about our youth as a whole, because they went out there to just enjoy Spin City. But you got other people that had other things on their mind.
True.
And preconceived notions, and as Vaughn had said earlier, you know, It's one of the reasons that I didn't give credence to the State Fair takeover, because I didn't want to give it life.
Right.
We could have been like, oh, y'all be, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, no, I didn't want to give it life.
Right.
I didn't want to give it life.
Right.
And I was just praying for the best. You know, I knew the worst could happen,
mm-hmm.
but I truly was just praying for the best. I'm like, we ain't going to have it. We ain't going to have it. And really until last night, the closing night,
uh-huh.
even though there were some skirmishes, as they would be called, that took place during the other days,
uh-huh.
but nothing that really trumped what we saw from last night.
Mm.
So, but, you know, you try like, man, you know what, maybe if I don't give them, if I don't call them Kia Boys and they not relevant like that no more, like we don't hear their names talked about often anymore.
No.
Because people have stopped giving that life.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah. You know? Well, aren't they, I mean, y'all calling them YNs still?
Yeah, hell yeah. You call them YNs. Those that are YNs, hell yeah.
So I that's what they're going by, right?
No, not that. Those are not people that are necessarily just stealing cars. We see this. It's a universal city and county thing
uh-huh.
with some of these YNs.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's not yeah. What we got, Bailey?
Trust God, do good, feel better tomorrow.
All right. Up next, the award-winning Truth with Sherrod Hughes on the award-winning 101.7 FM from 9 a.m. to noon. Followed by the lunch break with Ray Nitti and Maybe Shannon with their new hours from noon to 2. And then from 2 to 4, I believe Ray Nitti is still doing overtime. And then followed up, we tap in with Jazz Tyler with Tap In. You know what I mean? So that's 4 to 7 Central Standard Time, all Central Standard Time. I know Jazz will probably be a little emotional too, like me, for Smalls, Joseph Jackson, who passed away during the weekend. Oh, the ladies of, I got to talk about that tomorrow. The queens of hip hop, Yo-Yo,
mm-hmm.
Sweet T, mm-hmm. and Rod Digga,
mm-hmm.
they got it in. Salute to True School for another spectacular weekend with the Summer Park Jam weekend 2026. It went down. I'll talk more about it on tomorrow, as well as a book bag giveaway that I was with West Care and Northcott and Bader Philanthropies. Love you, babes. Talk to my agent. We up out of here for now. Peace.